I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Who is it?
When I have pheromones.
Yeah. Who the heck is it?
I got pheromones. You ever heard of pheromones? I my body produces a lot of pheromones.
Ah, you're a riot.
Doobity-doo. Hey, guys. I am Carlito. Good evening. Well, good evening. Fuck. I always do that when I do these daytime shows. I'm so used to saying evening. You know, I've explained it 1,000 times. Good afternoon or morning, depending on where you are. I am Carlito. Well, it's only 11:38 where I am, and I'm on the East Coast, so good morning then. This is this daytime prank call thing that I do as often as I can. Lately, it's been working out for me schedule-wise, so we'll stick to it. It's going good so far. I got a copy of the Sunday paper here from this last weekend, and we have a few, not many, but we have a few numbers that we can call regarding some jobs that are available. Someone sent me via Dropbox a list of numbers as well from their local newspaper. I forgot who it was. I'm going to go open that document up here in a moment. I got one here that I know I've already talked to before in the past. I don't think I'm going to do that. Here's a carpenter. You know, these carpenter ones and stuff, I always think it'd be fun, but they never seem to pick up, man. Carpenters and stuff like that. I don't think I've ever had any of those pick up at all. Maybe today will be different. Got two carpenter numbers here we can do. believe we have some submissions from over the weekend and early week that I can get to as well. Some requests to pranks. You can send your requests over to me if you go to madhouselive.com. There is a request a prank feature there. You can see it at the top of the page. If you click that, you can fill out a quick form. It's anonymous. We don't share your information or use it against you. We just take into consideration if you send a number and We likely will at least give it a try to prank call it. Especially on the Thursday show. I like doing that. It's fun. Can't do them all, though. Sometimes I don't have a lot to go with what you send or just an idea that I can't do. There's a whole list of rules there for the kind of prank calls we do on this show. And for the most part, it should be a model that everyone, as far as I can tell, follows that does a show on here with us. At least we try to as best as possible. Stay under the radar and not break any laws unnecessarily. Or do some real damage to someone or a company. Because a lawyer is just a few $1,000s away. Some people or some places we might call might have the money to do that, so gotta keep your head on a swivel, prank callers. That's just my recommendation. That's all I can say. It ain't all sunshine and rainbows. Okay. Here's a number which I may have called in the past. It looks kind of familiar. It says customer relations. I think I've seen this ad in previous weeks, but we'll try it. Whether or not I've been able to get them to pick up, I can't remember. Nunu sending in the number for the Prime Minister's residence on Downing Street in the United Kingdom, in Britain. Okay. You want me to call the Prime Minister's? minister's house. That David Cameron's house, okay. Is it just like the United States? Is that also his office? Like the White House is basically the...
Can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling from the head machine.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm calling from the head machine. I was seeing here that you have customer relations positions available.
Okay, can you hold one second?
Delicious. Big dialer from dialerspad.net will be joining us shortly. The Dialer's Pad Telephony Comedy Hour. You can catch that at dialerspad.net. He'll be here in just a moment. Top of the hour, in about 20 minutes or so, to do some pranks with us. Talk to us about his new secret project, new special project that he's unveiling today. And we will hold here regarding this customer service job, please. Thank you.
Thank you for holding. This is Christina, and what was your first name?
Oh, hey, this is Harris.
Harris?
Yeah.
All right, and are you at least 18 years of age or older?
Yep.
All right, and are you a high school graduate?
Yes.
All right, and do you have your own reliable vehicle and driver's license?
I have keys, and I get in the car. If I say I wanted to go somewhere, I open the door. First thing you do is you unlock the door.
Okay, do you have your own reliable vehicle and driver's license?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting to now. See, you open the door opens, it usually swings out. You make sure you don't hit the car next to you. If there's other cars around, you sit down, you put your right foot in first, and you sit down, and you slide in, you know? And you put your seatbelt on, even if you're going to be going down the street, it doesn't matter. You always have to put your seatbelt on, right?
Okay, sir, can you answer my question? Do you have your own reliable vehicle and driver's license?
Yeah, you start the vehicle, you turn the key, you know?
Okay, sir, I'm going to stop you.
Uh-huh.
Just to tell you a little bit about us, we are called we're distributors for a company that manufactures an indoor air treatment system.
Oh, nice. Is it like a filter machine?
Yep, it's designed to improve the indoor atmosphere to make it a little healthier.
Oh, how much is it?
And we are growing and expanding here locally. That's the ad in the paper.
Are you selling this to me? I don't understand.
No, sir. Let me finish.
How much do I have to pay for one so you can consider
You do not have to pay anything.
But I'll buy one if it helps me out. Will it help out at all if I buy one?
Not really, no.
You can,
but it's not going to help you in any way.
Oh, so they don't work?
No, if you want, you can attend a briefing to learn more about the company and the position if that's something you're interested in.
So it won't help me out. You mean they don't work?
Are you interested in coming in for a briefing, sir?
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure you're saying they don't work at all, you said.
I'm sorry?
The air machine doesn't work at all, you said? It wouldn't work for me?
Nope, I did not say that, sir. Are you interested in coming in, setting up a time for a briefing?
Will it help me if I buy one?
No, I already told you it will not help you if you buy one.
So why would I want to sell this if it doesn't help you when you buy it?
I'm not sure. Are you interested in for a briefing, sir? Do you want to set up a time for a briefing?
Well, can you send me some more literature on this?
No, first? I cannot. If you want to learn more about the position, you can come in, fill out an application, and attend a briefing.
Do you sell them also, or are you just the woman?
Would you like to come in and attend a briefing? I'm assuming no.
I have a few more candidates that I'm seeking out, you know?
That's fine. You go ahead and seek those candidates.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for your time.
But I don't think you'd be a good fit. You know, she doesn't have to be like that. She was kind of nasty, right? God. I think because she's talked to me before. This is probably why. She's like, oh, this asshole.
Thank you for calling me, Christina.
Yes, hi. I've never called you before, Christina.
Yes, you did just call me.
Well, yeah, but
can you please stop calling, sir?
Before that, I've never called before. Why are you so mean and nasty?
Is this me?
Hello?
Please stop calling, sir.
Why? That's not fair, guys. That's not fair. I don't appreciate that kind of attitude at all. But what can you do about it? You know, this is the world we live in. It's a post 9/11 world. I don't know what that means. But yeah. So what's up with that, huh? Why is she like that? Seriously. Anyway, well, she said don't call there anymore, guys, so we can't call there anymore.
Yes, you have called.
All right, well, here's Carpenter Let's see again if this picks up. I have very low faith that we'll ever be able to get any position for carpentry to answer, because we have completely struck out in every single one since we've done these last few shows in the last 6 weeks. Maybe I started this new round of daytime shows. I'll keep them up as long as I can, you know. We'll see how long I can keep it up for exactly. Maybe it's going to be a more permanent thing than I'm expecting it to be.
Thank you for calling the nation. We're sorry we missed your call. Please leave your name, phone number, and a brief message, and we will return your call as soon as possible.
I don't know why I even bother. Cleaners needed? Here we go. Cleaners for a fire restoration company. You need a driver's license. They have good benefits, 401k, and they are a growing company. One would say that no one cares when you hear those words anymore, because everyone at some point is a growing company. Of course, they're growing. If they're hiring somebody, they're growing. Duh. Well, they could be filling a position for a shithead that they had to get rid of. All right, we'll give that a call here. Cleaners, everybody. Cleaners. Needed. And ain't no one got time for that.
Good afternoon. This is Jen. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, Jen, how are you?
Good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I see here you've got like a position. Cleaners needed for a fire restoration.
Yes. Are you interested in the position?
Well, I did have a few questions beforehand. Now
I can try to answer your questions. I really wasn't given too much information about the position, but I can try to help you.
Is this local?
It's in...
All right, but what kind of range? How many miles do I have
to... We can go up to an hour, hour and a half to 2 hours away, depending on what losses they might get.
Oh, yeah? Okay. That might be something I might want to do. Yeah, definitely. That might be... I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted right now.
Okay, would you like the address?
Hang on. I'm just watching this movie right now. It's amazing the things they do now on these movies these days. It's amazing. Yeah, can I come in to do the resume?
You can come in to fill out an application, and our address is...
Yeah? Okay.
Road in...
Okay, I got it. Got it here. All right. And what time is open?
8:30 to 5.
And how many spaces are there?
I don't know how many positions they're hiring for.
No, not position. How many spaces?
I'm sorry?
How many spaces?
I don't know what you mean by spaces.
Can you not hear me?
No, I can't.
Hang on, let me turn this down. I was watching a movie here. How many spaces?
What do you mean by spaces?
How many spaces when I get there? How many spaces will there be to use?
It's a lobby. There is no spaces. You just come in and fill out an application, and then they'll review it.
Yeah, but I just need to know what I need to bring my papers, you know.
You need to fill out the whole application. If you have a resume, please bring that along. You will need your driver's license and Social Security card.
So I need my papers, too. I need those papers. I need my cards, my papers, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, my book. I need to bring the book.
I don't know what book you're talking about.
The workbook?
I don't know what workbook.
Miss Washington gave me a workbook that I'm supposed to work out of.
I don't know.
It's a class I took for how to get a job, and she said there's a workbook and everything that I have to do all the exercises.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know. If you're interested in the position, you're more than welcome to come in and fill out an application and bring any paperwork that you would like to offer them.
Okay, and a checkbook also, maybe?
No.
Am I going to interview with a man or a woman?
Man, if you're interested, sir, sir, you're more than welcome to come in. Thanks.
I just have more questions. And
I'm sorry. I don't have any more answers. Thank you.
Yeah, wait a minute. But it said here, you know, that it has, I can call if I have any questions. What happened?
Okay. I can put you into the manager's voicemail.
No, I don't like voicemail.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't have any more answers that I can give you.
I like to talk to people, you know? I like talking to people.
I'm sorry, sir. Thank you.
Do you like talking to people? Oh, man. I don't know. She never reacted, so I don't know 100% if she heard the vulgarities there that were being played in the background. I don't know. Okay. Those were the cleaners, guys. Child care, before and after. No, I can't do that. I can't play that shit for the child care. Here's this Can You Dig It? And we talked to them. That's the Rambo call that I did where I told a guy, I think it was a driving company, and I told him that I gave him my Vietnam vet story, but it was really, it was like a rehash of Rambo and Rambo 2. He finally figured it out at some point, I'm pretty sure. Let's see if he doesn't remember me here. We'll play some more porno audio here.
Training. Good morning, John.
That's... Hang on. Yeah, that's John?
My name is John.
Hang on, let me... Is that J-O-H-N?
That is me, yes, sir.
Oh, just a minute. Okay. I've got.
I hear the baby crying. I hear the dog barking, and I hear my own voice because you've got me on speaker.
Oh, hang on. So oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you could hear that? I'm sorry. I didn't know you could. I was watching a movie here.
That's quite all right. What's your first name?
Oh, this is Wallace.
And Wallace, Wally. Let me ask you a couple questions.
Wally.
First of all,
everyone calls me Wally.
Hey, Wally. First of all, can you take me off speaker because I'm getting an echo?
You're getting an echo? A bad echo?
Yes, a bad echo.
Okay, I was watching a movie and I wanted to have my hands free, so I put you on speakerphone.
I understand. Hey, Wally, first of all, are you calling about our heavy equipment school?
Totally, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just a little distracted. Hang on, let me... Hello?
Okay.
What about you? You hear me better now?
There we
go. Yeah. Play.
What I can do is send you some information on our school program.
Oh, I have internet. I just got internet for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've just been watching movies on the internet. It's amazing the stuff they've got on here, and I've got an email address.
Okay, yeah, I can send you some information. What's your email address, Wally?
It's Wally... You were working. 1948 at mail. Hang on, Wally. W A L I Wally. 1948, and then that's all together and all small letters.
Okay.
Okay.
At mail.com.
Something like that. Yeah, it's mail at mail email.
Is it Gmail, Ymail, or just mail?
It says email. Email, it says here.
At email? Okay, that's a little unusual. I've never heard of that one.
Well,
let me ask you a couple of quick questions. First of all, how old are you?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to take up your time.
I'm happy to help you. You know, you can take as much of my time as necessary. We try to send some information out, but I want to make sure it's accurate information. I don't send you the wrong information. How old are you, please?
It's like 40.
Okay.
Hang on, do you
have any military training?
Yeah, give me. I really got a kid. This movie's amazing. I don't know. Have you ever heard of this movie?
No, I haven't, Wally, but I tell you what, you can call us back when the movie's over, and if you're interested in getting some information, my name's John, just ask for me.
I don't know if I'll have to watch the whole movie. I don't. Yeah.
Okay, go right ahead. Hey, have.
Maybe I can just, what, maybe like 5 minutes, and you give me 5 more minutes? Alright, cool, he's gone. Alright, enough for the porno. Cause I'm getting ideas. Alright. I don't know that they can hear that correctly. That guy was saying he had an echo even. Shit, man. Fucking echoes. Nunu says call Cameron while watching porn. while playing porn. Yeah. I don't know about calling David Cameron, dude. All right, hell, why not? Let's do it. This one goes out to Nunu. That little asshole monkey. Supposedly he has cerebral palsy, from what I understand. Nunu does. That's what Milkman is convinced of. Milkman's convinced that Nunu has cerebral palsy. And that's why he doesn't ever call in or anything like that. Or that he has a really bad lisp. Oh, this is the Gypsy Council? Nunu, the UK Gypsy Council cost me 25 cents a minute, bro. I guess it's a cell phone. The fuck's that about? Sorry, I ain't gonna be calling that. Shit, damn it. So here's
Good afternoon, Buckingham Palace.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah. I was just calling to say hey, you know, how you doing?
Okay, very well, thank you.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So does the guy sleep here too and shit or Oh, man. What do you want me to do? Activate their porn filter, Nunu? Okay. Look how stupid this is.
Good afternoon, back in the panel.
Oh, you don't have more than one person. It's just you, honey, baby. Hello? Hello? Please talk to me? Now she's hanging up. Do you see what happened? Now Buckingham Palace won't talk to me, Nunu. The cat's over here fighting. Hey, knock it off, you little shit. You little shit. Stop it. Fucking Davi. It gets real violent. God. Anyway, the dead. He says he has unprotected sex now with his wife, with his Dominican wife. Jesus, man. Hang on, let me see if I can call Big Dialer from DialersLab.net. What was it? DialersPad.net. I don't see that he's on right now. Come on, Dialer. Dialer is in the milkman seat today. Milkman's sleeping right now. Sleep. Sounds good, man. Sleep is good, man. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, why you stay there, buddy?
Hey, I came out right after I peed. I'm a simple man. That's all I am.
Dialer's Pad. How are you, man? Dialerspad.net. That's your website?
No.
No, what is the website? What do you give out? You have like four. You're one of those. Another one of those like two or three sites or names. What do you want? What do you plug?
What do I plug?
Yeah.
Well, toilets.
Okay. All right. Plug your toilets. Whatever. Whatever you want, man. Whatever you say, bro. Let's see. I'm looking here. Ready to call the cleaners. You want to talk? You can you do pranks yet? Or are you still en route to wherever it is you hide at to do pranks every day?
Oh, I'm good. I'm up on the 55th floor.
Wow. Construction.
I'm looking down at the sky.
Construction drillers helpers. That's what I got here for a job. Let's see if they answer. I think I tried to call them last week also. I don't know what the success ratio was on this target. Again, it's just a construction drilling company looking for a job. I don't know. See what you can do.
I'll probably ruin it like I usually do.
Okay, buddy.
Hello, this is Christy Reed with us. If you leave me your name and number, I will follow up with you as soon as possible. Have a great day.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing, dear?
Good, how can I help you?
I'm okay. My cat is not doing that great. We have a little bit of a problem. Do you do residential emergency sort of things?
You have the wrong number, sir.
But who are you? I thought you drilled holes in the ground. I was he stuck down in the well. Have a good day, sir. You.
Wow, she called you sir. She looked right through your voice. Wow, that's an insult. She slapped you in the face with that, man.
Oh my god, you're smoking and I'm a sir now. Wow, okay.
That's fucked up. All right. Apply in person, this says, for forklift operators. There we go. I'd like to see how Lucy would do. He's in a forklift. Oh, shit. Lucy Fillmore on a forklift, guys.
Yeah, they got special words for them. Licenses.
Yeah.
Isn't there a forklift operator license or something?
It's got a whole bunch of sexual connotations, I think. A woman riding a forklift. Driving one. I've never seen a woman driving a forklift, even at Home Depot. You know how this country's all, you know, gender equity. You never see them driving forklifts at Home Depot, fucker.
Nope.
They can't do it. They can't. Busy? Puto cabron. We'll try it again. Busy machine. Busy machine. Dialer, put that on the big board for me, please. We'll mark it down and call it back. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it. We got a job fair. Job fair, buddy. This might be just a voicemail giving out information about it, but apparently there was a job fair yesterday. We missed the job fair. I like that. Let's see if we get someone to answer this number and make a big boo-hoo about how we missed the job fair, how we slept in. You could be my mom. You can do the voice of my mother.
No, oh boy.
If you'd like, if we get a chance for you to interrupt and just say that you tried to wake me up, but I'm lazy and I never wake up on time.
Staffing, please hold.
Oh, God. Hello? Hello?
Thank you for holding me. Help you?
Yeah, I was supposed to come in and I slept in. I slept in. I overslept.
Okay. Your name? What's your name?
This is Wally, W-A-L-I, Spring Hill.
What time were you supposed to come in?
It was yesterday between 9 and 3. You had the job fair.
All right.
I do welding and stuff like that, and I overslept. I had a long weekend. I stayed up all weekend with some friends from out of town, and we went to Atlantic City where we're gambling, and we went to strip club, and we're drinking.
Okay, I don't need to know all this.
Yeah, but
you come into a buy?
I did it again because this has happened where I've overslept. My last job, I slept for a whole day because I went out partying, and I lost a job because I didn't come in on Monday, which is our busiest day. And now here I am. I did it again. Can I borrow somebody's notes?
What?
Can I borrow someone else's notes on the job fair, you know, just to see what I missed, please? I'm sorry. I can take a makeup and everything. A makeup test. I come in and I... She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I like to test makeup as well.
Hey, now, see, if she picks up, say you're my mom and just try to beg for me to be able to come in. Even though.
Staffing?
Hello, this is Lucy Williams' mother. You hung up on him. He's just trying to get a makeup test. What's the problem here?
I'm sorry, I didn't take that call. How can I help you?
Oh, someone was very rude. He's interested in the job fair and taking the test and whatnot. I don't understand why people are so rude down there.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. There's no test, there's no job fair. How can I help you?
Oh, someone's having a bad hair day down below, I guess.
I'm sorry?
Someone's having a bad nasty fro day or something. Buy any fucking curling iron, God.
I don't know if you caught that, but she was in the background yelling about what I had just said to her. I like how I had to get my mom to call in. It's happening again. I did it again. Awesome. All right.
Why do the weird ones only call me?
I did it again. Okay. Lead carpenters. Here's a different carpenter one that won't pick up because they never pick up. The fucking carpenters. I guess you got to be Jewish. Your caller ID has to come up with a Jewish caller ID name. Maybe that's what it is.
Working.
God. Well, Jesus was a carpenter and he was no Jew. He was the most awesome carpenter ever.
Thank you for calling Modelers. We're unable to take your call right now.
See what I mean? Never answer. I had a whole thing about... I was going to tell him I was a carpenter like Jesus Christ before.
You say you got like cornrows and stuff and you use that to hold your tool?
Yeah. I got a robe. The robe keeps me nice and cool like an Arab in the heat. Lifeguards wanted at the fitness center. All right, lifeguards. Motherfucker. Here we go. Lifeguards. Anything special happening with your, is it a global chaos now? Is that what we're supposed to call it, or GCR?
Yeah, sure. Nothing special, just the name quite special.
I thought you were going to once a week now, I thought. Didn't you say
something? Yeah, once a week. Sadly, it's just, I'm editing
all the time. Health and business.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. We were having a conversation. How rude. I saw here you're taking a job for lifeguards.
For our facility?
Well, it says lifeguards here in the newspaper. What do you mean facility? What are you talking about?
Who do you want to speak to?
I need to speak with Mr. Aquatic Director.
Okay, that's what you should ask for. Instead of, his name is James.
And what's your problem?
I don't have one. But you're calling, you're saying something. You're calling the fitness center.
The house needs at this place answer the phone all nasty, huh, dialer? You heard that?
Yeah.
Say it again?
The house slaves answer real nasty on this phone here at this place. I'm going to have to talk to Master about the big house people using the phone.
Okay. Have a good day.
What was your name?
Either he's eating or he has a bee sting in his mouth. What? You want to talk to who?
That was race. That was bad, dialer. I can't believe he said that.
I thought I was on PSR for a second.
He had me say this things. I haven't heard the rant, but so Brad played the rant yesterday, right?
Yeah, he did. That was funny.
All right. I was shouting,
Jerry.
I'm going to listen to that here before I go to sleep. After the show, I'm going to listen to it. I think it's on Mixlr, so hopefully I can get a hold of that. Real estate. This is career information this Thursday at 7. Get all your questions answered. About a career in real estate with Century 21. Career night this Thursday. Here we go. Career night this Thursday. We'll see about that. Career night.
What should you wear?
Should I bring something, honey? Should I bring some rolls? Bring some chips and Pepsi?
Say you used to be a male stewardess on a flight plane, so if that's the only professional attire you have, yeah. So will that be a problem? <Let's do it.
laughs> Thank you for calling. Services.
Oh, God. That's good shit. Yeah, hey, I was... hello?
Really?
Yeah, I was calling about a job fair I think you're having on Thursday.
Okay. Can I get your name and number? I'm going to have the person who...
Hang on, man. What?
First of all, are you serious?
What?
Are you serious about the job fair?
Yeah. Well, I have I can't make it Thursday night, man. I want to know, can I grab some notes from someone, you know?
Let me have somebody give you a call. What's your name?
Is it a woman or a man that's going to call me?
It's a man.
Okay. That's good, because sometimes with the women, they get really into me, you know what I mean? When I have pheromones.
You're a riot.
Yeah, I got pheromones. You ever heard of pheromones? My body produces a lot of pheromones.
Okay, can I put you on hold for a minute?
Why?
Because I have to take care of somebody that's standing in front of me.
Who?
Hold on.
What do they want? I keep fucking with you people. Let me just look for numbers first. Here we got a number for drivers. Willing to team. Oops. Hello?
Hello. Can I have your name and number, and I'm going to have Jordan call you? Would that be okay?
All right, yeah, honey. That's cool. Hey, you like Chipotle? Do you like Chipotle?
Do I like Chipotle?
Yeah, Chipotle. You ever go to Chipotle?
No, I've never been there.
You want to go? I'll take you.
Who is this? God bless it. Who the heck is it?
God damn it. You can say it.
No, I can't, because I'm mad at me for not knowing who this is.
God bless it. Who the heck is this? You got some nice puffy areolas on you, I think.
You shut up.
You got some nice puffy areolas? Nice pink puffy ones? Hello? Why you told me to show up like that? Don't get mad. Come on. You know you like it? Anyway, she's gone. She didn't like areolas, guys. That was a red line right there that we crossed. Anyway, here's a driver with a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Nice big bold text and a pretty big size ad in the paper. So they laid down some money for this. Dialer, man.
Cha-ching. Go and get me a TV.
It's got some color in it. It's got a big picture of a guy behind a car. Wow.
What's he doing? Stuffing the tailpipe?
No, he's just standing. Yeah, he's like, he's got his hand down. He's like, hey, man.
He's like, you want this? fuck yeah.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Thank you for calling. Please dial recruiter's 4-digit extension or press 1 for the first.
I do not understand that request.
Thank you for calling. If you know your recruiter's extension, you may dial it now or stay on the line for the next available recruiter.
While we wait on that, let's call our good friends at the restaurant in Manchester, UK. Shut down a record 3 times for cockroach droppings.
Thank you for continuing to hold. The party you're trying to reach will be with you shortly. Please stay on the line to hold your place in line.
Fine. I don't know about this driver thing.
It's only forever. Oh, sorry.
Hello? Not rang and stayed silent. What a shit. Well, we'll keep it connected for a few minutes here. Here's a different company. Dedicated Fleet, day cab, home, daily, day, and nighttime start. Whatever the fuck that means, that's what they are doing, all right? Whatever I just said.
I can decode it.
Whatever I... Look, driver CDLA, Dedicated Fleet, day cab, home, daily, day and night, times, day and night, time start. That's what it says.
So you pick your shift and you go home every night.
I guess. Dedicated Fleet, day cab, home daily. I'm gonna say some weird shit to them. I'm gonna read the fucking ad back to them, just like that. So they learn. They gotta learn, right? They gotta learn.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta learn.
Tell them that you're the English teacher at the college.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
You're welcome.
They both disconnected at the same time. Phone network error. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Well, that number's working, but the other one is not. Maybe I dialed it wrong. Let me try that again. Hang on.
You got to use all numbers, no letters.
Well, I know that. I think I transposed some numbers. Anyway, guys, this is Madhouse, daytime show. Dialer is joining us for the afternoon. Phone network error. This doesn't work. How stupid are they, right? They can't even put the right number in here, huh? Stupid.
It could be Skype. Try it from Google Voice. You would be surprised. Skype's been having some routing issues lately.
Well, there you go. It could be the routing machine.
There you go.
Here's a different one, though. This one doesn't sound goofy, but I'll read the previous place's number ad to them. We'll stay on the theme. We can't be directly angry, but we can just talk shit. Oh, this is weird, too. Home weekly, bi-weekly layover.
Bi, but I don't enjoy layover.
The tension.
Mr. Sue, how can I help you?
I'm calling about home weekly, bi-weekly layover, detention, short haul pay, 70% sign D and sign H, 90% sign, no touch, no Canada, hazmat or NYC, BC/BS, dental, vision, 401k, ETC, ... Class A CDL W/6 Mo's EXP ...
Okay, let me get you to a recruiter, okay?
Okay.
This is Rob. I may help you.
I'm calling about home weekly, bi-weekly layover, detention, short haul pay, 70% sign D and sign H / 90%, all caps, no touch, no Canada, hazmat, or NYC exclamation point, BCBS, dental, vision, 401k, ETC, ... Class A, CDL, W/6, Mo's, EXP.
Okay, where do you live at, sir?
Cowan.
Okay, Cowan, what state?
Cowan.
What state, sir?
Cowan.
What state? State do you live in?
Cowan.
Cowan what?
Yeah. Yeah, Cowan.
Do you have a CDL?
I have a driver, CDLA, dedicated fleet, day cab home daily.
Okay.
Day and night.
Can you tell me what
day and,
state
day
you live
and
in?
Night. Day and night, time start, new late model. Cowan. I'm in Cowan.
What state do you live in?
Tractors need domicile drivers for Aspers.
What?
Mileage pay drop and hook.
What? Call him back and just say Cowan. There's no way for you to get him because they probably have a few recruiters.
I almost lost my shit like twice in a row there.
You could tell.
There were twice where I was like losing my shit.
What state?
Miss Michelle, can I help you?
Is Cowan? Cowan? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, your name is Cowan?
No, you transferred me to someone, and I was saying about Cowan.
Okay, what is your name, sir?
I didn't tell him my name.
Okay. What is the state that you live in?
Cowan. I live in Cowan.
Okay, what state? That's a city.
Yeah, city. Cowan. Yeah.
Yeah, what state?
Drop and hook, steady year-round work.
Okay.
TT1-W year EXP.
Okay.
And
okay.
Onboard navigation and all trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Home weekly with regional runs and 70 brand new trucks added to the fleet in bold letters.
Okay. And where did you see our ad at?
Class A CDL.
Okay.
Required.
And how many years have you been driving?
Also hiring new CDL grads.
No, you must have a different company. We don't hire graduates.
No. Well, so you're stupid? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying I'm stupid at all.
Oh, no, I mean, like, you're saying that I'm stupid.
No, I'm saying that we need to have at least 6 months experience to hire you. I can't hire
you. I drive a car. I know how to drive. What happened?
Okay.
I'm not like a woman who doesn't know how to drive.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Really. I'm not, yeah.
Do you have a CDL?
I said CDL, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have one?
Yeah, what about it? You don't believe me? I have it right here if you don't believe me.
Oh, well,
Hang on. Right here. See?
I'm sorry. I can't see through the phone. But I'm sure that you do have it.
I have a camera phone.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh. I have a video phone. I just hit the button for video on it. See?
Okay.
I can see it on the screen of the phone. It shows the card where it has my name.
Okay.
Cowan.
Okay. Are you interested in coming to work for our company?
Man, I don't know. I have several candidates talking to me already, so.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think maybe you're going to be a good fit because you don't have enough experience for me, you know?
Okay.
And I'm tired of this little game that you people play with me all the time. So
okay.
I'm sorry to tell you, I'm declining you.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you for being interested, you know, but maybe she needs 6 month experience. Stupid. I'm going to decline people for work.
Yeah.
I'm calling them on here.
That's pretty funny.
Getting revenge. For all that bullshit for so long.
Oh, it'd be funny if you got back to the guy and just said Cowan again.
Cowan. All right. needed immediately, strong-minded individuals needed for a telephone contact apartment machine. That could be anything, you know? You know, I'm going to tell them I used to work for Joke of the Day.
Collection agency. Probably what it is.
Joke of the Day collection agency. That'd be a good one, too.
I make them pay. Hey. If they don't pay within the first 5 minutes, I figure out where they are and I come and see them.
I'll break the knees. Dude.
You write a motherfucking check right now.
You know that Vice, people that do those documentaries and stuff? They got one for the scariest creditor in the world. It's awesome. He's like this bruiser in the UK that just beats the shit out of people and breaks legs.
Hello, thank you for calling Recruiter and Trainer for Bath Fitter.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Bath
one
Fitters.
Moment, please.
I already talked to Bath Fitters. That's what I kept asking about toilets.
Hello, thank you for calling Recruiter and Trainer for Bath Fitter. If you could please leave your name.
Nah, they ain't answering, bro. Sorry, man.
Damn it.
Damn it indeed. I have a little hamburger here that I bought before the show started at McDonald's, and I'm kind of hungry, but I thought it'd be funny to call about, you know, asking about a job while I stuff my face full of food. It's always kind of funny. I do that sometimes. Now, that might offend you, dialer, because you're having to listen to it. I apologize, but this is all theater, okay? It's for theater of the mind. That's what we do.
I eat when I make a show.
Yeah, there you go. Electrician helper, must have own truck, hand tools, and at least 2 years field experience. Paul will accept calls between 8 and 5 a.m. Big Paul, guys. He even gave his name. I bet you Paul didn't even know about it until he opened the paper. Like, what? I would. What you mean? No, I ain't gonna ask no goddamn it, Marcy, why'd you put that in the fucking newspaper?
Now, when you're eating that damn thing, small as it may be, try to make it last as long as possible. Lick all the morsels and the sauce off and the dripping.
Hello?
What? Is this the,
Yes.
You got electrician? Electrician helper?
The position's been filled. Thank you.
Hey.
Yes.
Are you sure about that guy?
I'm sorry? Yes, we filled the position.
How much? How soon do you think you might have something else?
Not right now. Mm. We filled the position for electrician's helper. Mm. That has been filled.
Man, is this just a small operation? Well, are you just a small operation?
Yes.
Just you? You're the owner and just you by yourself?
Yes.
Mm. Does your wife do the paperwork? He's gone. I'm going to choke. Can you hear that on your end? Does it sound like I'm eating, Tyler?
It sure does.
That sounds gross, I bet.
Does your wife fill out the paperwork? Because I like to fill her position.
To fill you, if you know what I mean.
You can't be doing it right. I swear to God, I can save you money. Well, she's got to be fucking it up.
You want
to
do another one, man? You only get so long. You're on restriction.
I know. I'm on restriction.
Well, the forklift didn't go through. Here is housekeepers. At a Marriott in town.
Oh, wonderful.
Here you go. Let's see in the number. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go. Good luck.
Thank you for calling. This is Lou. Come and help you.
Hi. Good heavens, you're quiet. I had a hard time hearing you. Are you wearing one of those headsets?
No. The phone.
No, you're just really quiet. We'll try to make do. I'm a bit old and hard of hearing, but I can barely make you say. My name is Lucy. I put in an application, and I sent you my resume. I'm the lady who moved out here from Nevada. I used to work as the topless house cleaner, and I was hoping you would consider and maybe give me an interview.
Did you say you talked to Janine already, or?
I believe I did. Is that his name?
Wait, what, this one were you applying for?
I wanted to do house cleaning for the Marriott.
Oh, okay, yeah. I can pass you to Janine. So.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I hope he didn't round file it because I have years of experience in the most uncomfortable circumstances. I was cleaning while people were home and they wanted to watch as I did it, topless. So, as you can imagine, I'm a workhorse. I'm 71 years old, but I'm fit for the job.
Yep, if you just leave your name and your number and does that anything she wants to say, she can get back to you. I'm not sure if she's in her office, but I'll send you back.
Oh, son of a bitch. I hope you guys aren't just kicking me to the curb because I'm old. Hello?
I'll be with you in just one moment.
Wonderful. I'll do whatever it takes to get that job. I'll get on my knees and suck on your knob.
Hello?
Record the message.
Oh, bullshit message.
Yabba dabba doo, and your little dog too. This is Lucy calling about the resume I sent in along with my application. I'm the lady who moved out from Nevada, the topless house cleaner. I have years experience, and I am fit for the job. I hope you take me seriously and don't just throw it in the round file because I will not be pleased down there and see you. face to face and demand that you get on your knees and pull it out, unwrinkle it and put it through your copier and then put it right through the proper channels, because I don't like when people kick me to the side. It's not fair, and I'm 71, but I can still bring the pain. Call me back. Bye.
All right. Hopefully we get a response from that on the caller ID machine.
Yeah, right. You ever check that, your callback number?
Yeah. I actually got one there I can play.
Pat speaking.
Yeah. So you guys jobs here for CNA?
Pardon me?
You got a job here for CNA?
Yes. We're just taking applications right now.
Okay. I'm calling you for my lunch break. I only get like 30 minutes for my lunch.
Okay.
Man, this is great. This Burger King's got like their own version of the Big Mac, you know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah, we got the sauce and everything on it. Okay. So, I've polished that off now. CNA's needed. Sounds good. All right. Well, I approve your offer. You know? I approve it.
Yeah? Approve what offer?
This offer of work here that you posted for me.
I didn't post any offer for you.
You didn't, but everyone else, someone there did, says CNA's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who is this?
This is Wally.
Wally from who? Where?
From my house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Wally.
What
I
do
guess
you say?
Your numbers,
mm-hmm.
I guess your number's.
What do you say? Mm-hmm. Like that?
Nothing. I'm not taking you seriously. Okay.
Why not?
Cause goodbye.
Well, you've been putting an offer. You were looking for me. You know, I've been looking for you, honey. You like Chipotle? Chipotle. I'm gonna get one of these broads to go to Chipotle with me, dialer, and I'm gonna finger her and fuck her and finger her and eat her out and stuff. It's gonna be awesome.
There's plenty of sauce.
Chipotle is where it's at, man.
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle is where it's at.
Pardon me?
Chipotle is where it's at.
Why are you calling me?
Because you put an offer in the newspaper for me to call about a job.
No, I did not.
Who did? What's in the newspaper then? Is there a man I can talk to?
Yeah, I'll have him call you right back, okay?
What's his name?
Don't worry what his name is, but I'll have him call you. Thank you.
Look, honey, I command you to give me the name. I order you. Got a good order in there. The man is going to call. You know what she means by the man, the police.
Officer Beaning.
All right. Dental assistant here. All right. Dental assistant. I still got my hash browns. We can eat that.
Call, like, something in your mouth so your mouth cannot, pronounce the word properly. And then say that you're, like, being worked on right now, but you want to be considered because you're practicing on yourself.
I practice on myself, too.
I'm good.
Is Bobby still on vacation? What's his problem?
No, Bobby's back.
Whatever.
I said, look, I want to call the show. He said, nah, man, my phone's squirrely.
Dentistry, how can I help you?
Yeah, hey, I see you have a position there.
That's correct? For a dental assistant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What was your name?
I'm sorry?
What was your name?
I can't understand you.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm eating lunch.
Are you
taking resumes?
Are we taking resumes? Yes.
Okay. Should I go there or turn it to you, or can I come in?
May I have your name, sir?
It's Wally.
I'm sorry?
Wally.
Wally?
Mm-hmm. Ah, so good. I'm sorry. It was delicious. I made a steak sandwich.
So you're calling for a position here, correct?
Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
May I have your phone number, please?
I made a steak sandwich. I got these water rolls, a giant.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I bought steakums. I grill them. On my grill.
What is your phone number, sir?
I got like a griddle. Hang on, let me tell you this. So I got like a griddle.
Sir, we didn't put that information in the paper for our games.
I'm just explaining to you why I was eating.
But sir, you're calling for a position. We can take that information down. Unfortunately, he's not going to listen to you talking about steakums.
No, I made steak sandwich, you know?
I'm sorry, sir?
I made a steak sandwich. That's what I just had. It was good.
Whatever.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, who is
it? I told you she was...
Hey, I don't like talking to women usually. That's part of the problem, you know?
Who's this? Hello?
Yeah, hey, man.
What's your name?
This is Wally.
What's your name?
Wally. Konyo.
Wally?
Konyo.
Eh?
Yeah, Wally.
What can we do for you?
Konyo. I was calling for a dental assistant. My friend Banchud said to call. Hello? This is the Banchud said that you have dental assistant and Madarchod and Banchud, you know?
No, we don't need. Thank you.
Do you know Dr. Patel? Do you know Dr. Patel? He told me to call.
No, that's fine.
You know Dr. Okay? Patel. You know who Dr.
I don't. I don't want to talk with you. You got to provide talking properly with my the secretary and everything. So we don't want to like.
Talk
to
fuck you. You. Fuck you. You get no problem.
I'm a professional. I don't swear on the phone.
He understood Bonshoot. He didn't like it. He's like, I'm a doctor. How dare you? That had to be the doctor,
that's
right?
Funny.
And I said, doctor.
Yeah, definitely. Highly paid people, they, oh, it really pisses them off when you talk straight to them.
There are.
I'll show you. You get it on my shirt. How dare you?
There are so many Dr. Patels, he has to know one. I've personally been treated by probably like 4 Dr. Patels in my life.
There's like a million Patels.
Dr. Patel. Okay, look, listen. I'm going to do a few more. We got you for what, like 17 more minutes or something?
I think so.
Maybe like 10, maybe.
It's the top of the hour.
Top of the hour. Physical,
top of the hour.
Physical therapist. All right. I should have called there eating. That would have been funny. I'm out of food now. Fuck, man.
Dr. Cracker. I like to break them bones. Here's a tape that's playing now. Here it is, right here. And I don't know if you can see this. You don't have a camera, but see that? That's my best work.
Thank you for calling the office. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking here. You have positions available for physical therapists. This is the Vagina of Central Pennsylvania.
This is the VNA of Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but that's like a code name for vagina, right? That's like the
No, the Visiting Nurse Association.
Oh, I thought that was like a abbreviation for vagina. Like, there's a lot of you know,
no,
ETC, etc.
No, are you serious about inquiring about? Are you gonna?
Well,
are,
I looked.
Are
this,
you making jokes?
I didn't understand what VNA was, and I looked it up, and it went to a website, and it had the classified section abbreviation list, and it said VNA means vagina. And M for M is man for man. But you don't have that one here. It just says Vagina of Central Pennsylvania. I guess, I don't know. Is it like a urologist or something? What a gynecologist? That's what it is, right?
No. We're the Visiting Nurse Association of Central Pennsylvania. Are you interested in the position and I can put you in someone's voicemail? Or are you cracking jokes?
No. I seriously looked up VNA. And
okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put you in Paula's voicemail, and you can leave her a message, okay?
Why?
You just said that you were interested in a position with physical therapy.
Yeah, I don't like voicemail, you know? It's just, it takes a lot of time, and I never hear back from anybody. I like talking to people, you know? I like people.
Right.
I'm a big people person.
But unfortunately, I have other people that are waiting to talk to me, so you're either going to leave a voicemail, or I'm going to have to go.
Oh, like the patients, or who are they? Or other workers?
That's kind of none of your business.
What is it? It's not.
Are you done?
We're still HIPAA compliant if you tell me that.
Okay.
I have
another call coming in, so I can either put you into voicemail or I can hang up.
You can put me on hold.
No, I'm sorry. It's either voicemail or we gotta go.
I command you to put me on hold and come back.
Okay, you're not gonna command me to do anything.
I just did.
It's either voicemail or I'm gonna go.
Listen,
okay, sir, I'm gonna hang up now.
I'm not telling you to
I'll
do
talk
it.
To you
I
later.
Already
Bye.
Did. I already told you. I'm not telling you.
Gotta go.
She's talking to me like I'm a 5-year-old. She's like,
she's wicked nasally too.
It's either chance for you or I'm going to hang up. Like, she's
call her back and ask her if she was on the nanny. She played the nanny.
The nanny. Oh, Fran Drescher.
Thank you for calling. Crossing
you ask her. Ask her. Ask her.
Please call carefully. Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa. What's that all about? Wow. Yeah. I'm calling about the job. Is it still available?
Okay. One moment, please.
Okay.
What job were you interested in?
Oh, the nursing assistant job. Are you Lois Griffin?
No, this is the Division of Central Pennsylvania. Can I help you with something?
Oh, you sound like the lady on that Family Guy cartoon. PETA. Is that
okay.
You?
So is there something else I can help you with?
Vagina.
What do you mean, sir? Sir.
Vagina.
Lois, come home and make me dinner.
Vagina of Central Florida. Pennsylvania. I don't live in Central Florida anymore. What am I talking about?
I thought you still lived there.
Fuck no. A new career in paralegal is waiting for me. And you, apparently.
Ooh.
Dialer machine.
Mm.
Paralegal means like you can't use your hands. I don't know.
Damn it. I use those for everything.
I use my mouth only, man.
I got that repetitive stress injury, speaking of using my hands.
You got to get a...
Please hold while we transfer your call.
One
this
of those
call
eggs
may be recorded for quality assurance.
That Jen Stewart uses?
Fleshlight?
No, he's got some egg shit now. Masturbation egg.
changing lives. This is Jeanette.
Hey, honey. How are you, honey? Hello.
I'm fine.
I see you got a new career waiting for me. You wrote me a letter here. You have a new career waiting. Why am I waiting? And that I need to take the first steps.
Okay.
And there's like this
sexy name there who you need to contact.
Sexy woman on here. Yeah. It's for the paralegal position, you know? So what I guess it means like I'm only have to be like kind of legal. Like I make backroom deals and like I represent like, Italian mafias.
Because if it is, then you'll need to get serious.
It means paralegal, right? It's paralegal. Isn't that what that means? Like you're expected to be within the law,
sir,
but you bend the laws a little bit.
I'm going to hang up now. If you want to talk seriously, you can.
Okay. I'll be serious. I'm sorry. I'll be serious.
Goodbye.
No, don't hang up, please. It's my last quarter. God. She said
I was dying
back
to scream out, God, lady, clear your throat out. She said, you service a gent before you answer the phone. God.
Please hold while we transfer your call.
You know
this
what?
Call may be recorded for quality assurance.
She was eating at her desk dialer. That's why. God, man. What the hell is wrong with her phone? Did she block me or something?
She put the phone down.
Please hold while we transfer your call. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
She's the one doing it. She's seeing it come up on the ID and she's putting
staff directory.
She's transferring it herself. What a little bitch. Wow, man.
Staff directory.
I can do it too. Listen,
there's more fishy.
Listen to independent contractor talk about earning. I called these people last time and they didn't answer. Maybe they'll answer this time. Okay, here we go.
I only hope. I'm going to push the button.
The carrier line, please leave your full name, phone number, and area that you're...
That's exactly what happened last time, damn it. Okay, that ain't gonna work. We got some NASCAR race tickets available. Oh, we also got Swap Shop numbers, people that have left ads on Swap Shop. Let's do a few of those. Let me
read. Yeah.
A lot of those get posted during the day. We got someone interested in buying a love seat hide-a-bed sofa for cheap. Her name is Linda. I'm gonna accuse her of wanting to set it up in a storage shed so she can have sex with her another married man, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, you're gonna
need something that, yeah.
You got a storage room, Laura Locker, didn't you, somewhere? Hey!
It's a love juice brand.
Why'd that guy honk the horn? Did someone honk, cut him off, or was he saying hi to someone?
Hello?
Hey, Linda, you're looking for a sofa bed?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, see, cause what I've got it in a storage shed right now. I bought it, and I put it in a storage unit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in there and I set it up because that's where I go with my mistress and I fuck her on the couch. I lay her on the couch and we fuck and we have sex, you know, and she's married and I'm married and we have an affair and we fuck and we drink alcohol, like we drink lemon coolers. We make lemon coolers and we have sex on the couch and everything.
Okay. Well, I don't need that,
but I'm breaking up with her and I always wear a condom, you know, I don't spill anything.
Well,
and it's got sheets on it the whole time. It's even got the original plastic on it, damn it. And I tried to take it back. I took it back to the store. Oh, man. I had a story about the store, and they found a condom in it, and they said I couldn't return it. She's like, I don't want it. Hello? Yeah, are you there?
Yeah.
I kept the original plastic on it. When I took it back to the store...
Listen, I don't want to hear what all you done on the sofa.
When I took it back
now,
to the store...
I will take this number and turn it in. Keep your sofa and don't call me back.
Come on. I'll give it to you cheap. $5. It's a sexual sofa.
He's going to turn your number inside out.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Whatever that means. we got a yard sale. Half mile past the American Legion. Oh, there's no phone number. They were just saying that. Okay, well, fuck them. For sale, a Mossy Ferguson diesel tractor was bought new by my uncle and been here my whole life. Wow, man. That's old.
Wow, he's had it since he used to have teeth.
Shit. It only has 1,522 hours. I don't know if that's miles. Is it hours?
That's like miles, kind of like miles.
It's like a plane? Yeah, I clocked 1,522 hours of tractor time. Okay, let's do it.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? You got that tractor machine there, boy?
What now?
You got a goddamn tractor machine there, boy?
Let me get out of here. I was over here getting some tires changed. I couldn't hear good in there.
Oh, because you're stupid?
Huh?
You got a stupid tractor for sale? A piece of shit diesel tractor? Piece of shit for sale? Hello?
You hear? How somebody gives a shit?
No, come on. I got lots of money. I'm a Jew.
Huh?
I'm a Jew.
You're a Jew?
Yeah, Jewish, like Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Some bath salts.
Yeah, come on. Let's go on the tractor and let's tell people we were wearing skirts and drive the tractor around. What do you say? Whatever.
I would have offered him some bath salts because he struck me as that gentleman who was telling you what to do with yourself.
Goddamn you. Goddamn a bath salt.
Goddamn.
All right. We got a property.
I got to take off now, but you enjoy the rest of your time on this here airwave station there.
All right there, boy. Take it easy. Have fun at work.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Dialer, dialerslab.tk, and the Global Chaos Radio Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to them. Show them your support and tell them Madhouse sent you. We get $5 for everyone we send over there, motherfucker. Thomas the Train Sheets, comforter, pillowcase to fit baby bed or toddler bed. Also, a matching curtain. They paid $40. We'll take $20. And also, Thomas and Friends Trains for Sale, along with movies, DVD of Thomas and Friends. Well, I guess the kid got out of time. I hope the kid didn't die, dude. Fuck. I hope it's not dad. Holy shit. My little nephew, he loves Thomas the Train. He's train crazy. He sees trains. He won't shut up. Nah, you got to hit him in the head. Like, hey, stop talking about the stupid trains, you little shit. Nah, I wouldn't do that. Love that kid. But fuck, he loves trains, man. I think he's going to be an engineer when he grows up and shit. He's going to be. I'm going to send him down to Kokanee's Way up there in Alberta. Kokanee will find him a job on the trains. They can blow up little towns in Quebec. On the train. We'll see Juldens.
Hello, you've reached me and Logan Mitchell.
Is your name and number? Okay, I'm done. It is now 1 p.m. I was on for about an hour and a half. That's all you get for me today. We've gone through the newspaper, did some calls, did some tradio calls there at the end. Some shit for sale. Want to thank Big Dialer for joining in. Yeah. And then I go, and I leave now. Bye, I hope you enjoyed the show. Smell you later.
Hey, this message is from Aisha calling from Thomas House Restaurant. I understand that you called the restaurant a couple of times last night, didn't place an order, and talked to two of my servers. I just wanted to let you know, in the future, we will not be filling any orders for you. We exercise our right to refuse service to you. The conversations that you had were inappropriate with the servers. If you call back again, I will give this phone number to our local police office and report you for harassment. So please do not call our establishment again. Thank you.
Kicking the world. Kicking the world. By force. 98.6 ML.